we were averaging sort of 60% rebooking, now we're sitting around that 80 to 85%. I used to run a $200 million business, and it was always about the numbers. Like, I just lived in the numbers. And then it's just so easy how you can just forget, and particularly when you're looking after customers. I intended to, you know, start this business, work on the floor, and transition my way off. Like, that was always the plan. But then when I had to do it, I was like, I'm really scared about doing this. What will happen? Will the clients leave?
Have you ever wondered what a L'Oreal executive would do if she opened up a salon, like from scratch? Well, you're about to hear about it, because after a 25-year high-powered corporate career in one of the world's largest beauty companies, becoming the general manager of L'Oreal New Zealand and Australia, Alicia Smart decided to walk away from all of corporate life and start again as a salon owner. She had no staff, no safety net, just years of leadership and experience, and, of course, some real genuine drive to finally build something that was hers. So in this episode, Alicia shares her real story to becoming a true salon CEO, what she got wrong at first, how she rebuilt her structure and her systems, and the moment she finally got off the floor for good, and of course, the reason why she did that. If you ever wonder what it takes to turn chaos of a new salon into true clarity, this episode is your blueprint. Let's jump in and meet Alicia. Alicia, let's jump forward to today. You have a salon now. How many years now have you had the salon? How long have you been open?
I've had the salon now for coming up, what are we now? We're in September. So it's 2 years in December.
So take us to who's in your team. Just give us a bit of like, take us into your world at the salon.
Okay. So I have three senior stylists, two full-time, one part-time, an apprentice, and a front desk manager that works Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Amazing. So you started on the floor. You went back to the floor, but you're off the floor now. Tell us that journey. Like, you started there and some things have changed and now you're off, because next we'll get to, like, what does life look like now that you're off the floor? Just spoiler alert, that's the punchline. But take us through, just in a couple of key points, what happened to get you 100% off the floor?
Okay, well, so I bought the business and there was no staff. That was probably maybe insane, but and I went on the floor after, like, being an executive, cutting people's hair was a bit strange. I did learn that people, when you cut their hair, don't care what you did at L'Oreal. Like, you're not actually that important. Just that they're more worried, actually, that you know how to cut hair. So that
was a bit of a
danger. And I was really slow. Like, I was really, really slow. So that was a bit shit. So I recruited an Irish girl, actually. You know, the shortage of hairdressers and all that type of stuff. And just gradually started to build the team, brought on an apprentice, and slowly started to build the business. I did take on an existing clientele from the guy that I bought the business from. They were quite a mature clientele. They'd been with him for a very long time. Ironically, they were Jewish. There were a lot of Jewish people that I inherited. I know a lot about Judaism now, which I knew nothing about, all the holidays and stuff. Very interesting religion. But so that was a really, I just made so many mistakes at the beginning. Like, it was just all the things that I used to sit in front of salon owners and tell them not to do, like about pricing, about working on your business, not in your business. Like, I was just like trying to, I don't know. I think I was so traumatized from my time at L'Oreal that I just tried to erase everything that I knew about my business, about business acumen, and just was going to cut hair and everything was going to be perfect. And I was going to give great customer service and all the people were going to come and it was going to be fine. That is not the case. Just, it does not work.
And that's kind of when we re-met. Obviously, we knew each other in L'Oreal, but you kind of reached out to me one day and said...
I did, because ironically, I listened to your podcasts. I knew I needed a coach. I knew that I needed a mentor. And ironically, I needed somebody that I couldn't run rings around, because despite the fact that I was starting to apply all the strategies and things that I knew, and a dashboard and commission structures and incentives and, you know, et cetera. But I knew I needed somebody to put me on the straight and narrow and give me the roadmap, because I was so used to being in an environment where you were just moving from the next thing, but you were always on a roadmap and there was always very clear direction. And left to my own devices, I was kind of going left and right. So I reached out to you and we went through the interview process, and I quickly figured out that I couldn't run rings around you and that you were probably reasonably intelligent and that you had some good stuff. I joined the Salon Collective, and it was one of the best decisions that I ever made. And I genuinely, I don't say this lightly, and I've said to my people that I know at L'Oreal, like, shit, if we'd known about this lady, man, like the systems and stuff, she's got it just gold. So that was how our journey began. And you assigned me my beautiful coach, Jo. She whipped me into line. And quite quickly, actually, and it was. I think the biggest thing and the biggest lessons that I got was that, and I said this to you earlier, I was trying to do all the things. I wasn't doing anything consistently. I had overcomplicated everything, and I was doing things that maybe I should do later instead of focusing on, I was trying to do everything all at once. It was just a big mishmash
rather than the stage of business that you're at for right now.
Correct.
Doing all of the things. So we narrowed the focus.
Yes, we narrowed the focus considerably, and just went right back to basics. Everything from readdressing my pricing, looking at, and I love your systems and processes will set you free, how and I'm working on it slowly. It's like eating an elephant. This is how we do things at Alexander Jane, and taking the team on the journey with me. I already had the hearts and minds of my team. That part I had done myself and could do myself, but now they feel safer. They feel more clear about the direction that they're going, and they can see what's in it for them. Do I get a pay rise is, a brilliant tool to enable great one-on-ones, and fact-based, their dashboards. We know very clearly, we're focusing on the average customer bill, we're focusing on rebooking, and we can, look at their 12-week average, and we can tailor their training around what they need versus what I think they need.
Yeah, yeah. Because the numbers will always tell you what to do next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which ironically I knew. I just needed someone to remind me. I used to run a $200 million business, and it was always about the numbers. Like, I just lived in the numbers. And then it's just so easy how you can just forget. And particularly when you're looking after customers every day. When you're actually on the floor, you're just focused on that client and that client's experience and their well-being and all that type of stuff. And so, ironically, I'm now not on the floor, not because I chose to be, but because the universe said I should. And they gave me something called a frozen shoulder. If you haven't heard of it, it sucks. And it means that it's nothing to do with, ironically, I haven't been hairdressing for 25 years. It's probably to do with a huge amount of stress that I was under for 25 years. But I can't lift my arm up. So I just couldn't do hair anymore. And it forced me to stop because I was in a lot of pain. And it's not that great when you go like that in front of a client when you're doing their hair. So it doesn't make them feel very comfortable.
But scary, maybe.
Yeah, it's not really like, the five-plus client experience that we're trying to make. And, you know, the crazy thing was, is that I was scared about coming off the floor. Like, even though I knew that that was not what I intended to do for the rest of my time running, I never intended to be a hairdresser. I intended to, you know, start this business, work on the floor and transition my way off. Like, that was always the plan. But then when I had to do it, I was like, I'm really scared about doing this. What will happen? Will the clients leave? Will my business just turn to dust? Like, oh my God. And yeah, it was the absolute opposite. It was totally the opposite. And the irony of it was that when I sat down, and I was, at first I was like, well, now what am I going to do? Like, what do I do now? And I don't cut hair. Like, and so I took all the jobs that I have to do, you know, all the systems and processes, you know, you got your wages, your advertising, your team training, your huddles, your diagnosis, you know, the list goes on. And I put them all on post-it notes and I put them on the wall. And then I put like how long I spent doing, you know, how long if I wanted to do those jobs well, would it take? And then I was like, I've got like 50 hours worth of work to do. and I was trying to do that in one day off the floor. Like, what the?
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, so I've fallen into this rhythm of now being in my salon every day. I have a big table, which is the waiting area, and I sit there and I work on the business. I'm with the team, but I'm working on the business. Working from home wasn't for me because I'm such an extrovert that I need to have, you know, people around me, noise, stuff. I need to be able to get up and walk around. But also I'm able to maitre d' in the salon. I'm able to speak to every client, make them feel really special. I spot all the things that are, you know, if an area is not tidy or reception desk's empty, et cetera, which suits my extroversion completely because I can work on an email to somebody and then like can't concentrate anymore. So now I'll go and, you know, clean some dishes or fold some towels or talk to a client. And yeah,
You're working on the business in the business.
Yeah, I am.
I love it. Perfect.
Literally. Perfect.
Exactly, yeah. What we should do.
And you know, I guess the advice that I could give to any salon owner, and I'm a part of a squad right now, and you know, even though the turnover is not exactly where I need it to be, I can see the light. Like, I can absolutely see where we're going. I can see clarity. I'm not afraid anymore. And you know, one thing that L'Oreal gave me was resilience. Like, you know, I had been in failing businesses. The difference was they paid me.
Yeah.
that's
paid
one
you regardless.
That is definitely one of the bonuses for working for a large organization.
Yeah.
Regardless of the results, they still pay you. But yeah, it's been I'm just so 100% laser focused and clear. And whenever I get a bit wobbly, it's another squad meeting. There's another intensive to go to. There's something to course correct me and get me back on the path, or I can speak to a coach. And, you know, that for me, having come from, you know, L'Oreal was an extroverted business. You were always in meetings. You were always collaborating. You were always working with people all the time. So all of a sudden, even though I had my team, you know, they're young. The irony of it was when I first started presenting spreadsheets to them, they just looked at me like, what is that?
I have done this.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then there's like red circles around, you know, things. So thank God that the Salon Collective is way more hairdresser friendly. And I could just see them like looking at me going, but we came here to cut hair. Like, why are we looking at these square boxes? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. So even like being prepared to engage them in a fun, positive way. Takes time. You know, you can't just roll into it. You know, it's not like a salesperson where you can just pull up their sales results and smash them, because hairdressers don't respond to that.
So what's the future for you, Alicia? Like, you're here now, you're off the floor, but you're working on the business, and so you're in full action mode. Like, where to from here? Like,
I'm absolutely obsessed with getting the business to 1 million. And I think we're 3/4 of the way there now. But it needs to be profitable. That's, you know, turnover is a main thing. But if nothing falls out the bottom, then, and you know, I need to pay myself and all that kind of stuff. So running and the reason I choose 1 million is it's not just a, you know, pie in the sky number, is that I can see that the business has the, you know, just the number of chairs has the capacity to sort of get to that $1.1 million mark with a minimum of 15% profit. So, you know, again, I'm now with not working on the floor, I've got the capacity to just look at every opportunity in the business. Do I tighten this? Am I over? Because, you know, even doing ordering, you just, when you're on the floor, you're just like quickly doing it. You're not like checking anything. You're just like, then all of a sudden you've got 50 bottles of 20 vol and 60 bottles of and 600 things of bleach and you don't need them. And, you know, so looking at every opportunity to, you know, not only increase turnover, but look at my profitability. And, you know, I didn't give up a corporate career and, you know, a big pay packet to earn nothing and not be back to the salary that I left. So that's my goal. And I believe to be able to do that, I need to have at least 2 salons. I was listening to one of the coaches in our squad session, in the intensive the other day, and she has 2 businesses and works 10 hours a week and is pretty close to the salary that I want. So that's my goal. That's what I want to be able to do. And I do genuinely believe that that is possible, particularly with the help of the Salon Collective. And I mean that wholeheartedly, your systems and processes, and, you know, it's just unbelievable and so well thought out. And I love the fact that it just keeps innovating and pushing us further. So
that's great. That's great. Well, we make a good team in that case. All right. Well, I know that you're busy working on a couple of things. So just as we wrap up, like, what are the things in focus for you now? Like, is there a couple of key strategies that you're working on and laying down?
Yes, absolutely. So I've learned that power booking and using Christmas as the segue to be able to do that is gold. So there's a couple of key things that I've learned about power booking is that, and again, because I'm in the business, I can go to the client. So working out their rhythm and then going to them while they're in the chair and saying, hey, you know, Larissa, believe it or not, it's 3 visits to Christmas. I see that your usual rhythm is every 8 weeks. I've had a look at some dates. If you want a Thursday, this is what it would look like. Can I book this? Would you like me to take care of this for you? And they're like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I think I've had 1 customer say no. And we're averaging now. So we were averaging sort of 60% rebooking. Now we're sitting around that 80% to 85% rebooking. So I can see my future bookings and I can see my future turnover building. And I'm like, this is a thing. This is a really good thing. Yes, I'm going to get some cancellations and stuff, but this is a thing. And then I was like, huh, how do I stop the cancellations? How do I really secure this in? And obviously I heard you talking about the memberships. I had set up the memberships, but I didn't really kind of know how to unlock it, how to do it properly. And again, in the intensive, I listened to the session. And so I've reworking the memberships so that And again, because we've got those clients rebooked in, now I don't need to go to them and say, do you want to rebook? I can say, hey, we've got this scenario for you where, you know, we could take care of all of your appointments. You're not going to get the brutal bill shock at the end. And you're going to get a whole lot of freebies. Would you be interested? So I'm working on memberships to really future-proof our business, because if they're paying, then they can't cancel. And if they cancel,
that's right.
So yes, that is my new obsession, working on unlocking that and then coaching and developing the teams so that they feel comfortable with that.
Well, look, we love working with you because you're so proactive. Like, you totally get it. You can just take an idea and run with it. So, you know, kudos to you for the work that you've done on your business. And I really appreciate you coming and sharing your story, because, you know, it's a journey and I love where you've landed and I love the lessons that you've learned. So I appreciate you sharing with the industry, because, you know, we're on a bit of a mission to, you know, for this industry, something has to shift. We can't just keep going the way that we've been going. And so I love that you're sharing the journey and the lessons and seeing the proof in the pudding when you're putting things into place. So it's great. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alicia. And that's a wrap. I just love Alicia's journey, like from this corporate leader to a confident business owner. Do you know, it provides one thing: that freedom doesn't come from working harder, it comes from working smarter. She built her dream team, systemized her business, created a salon that runs without her needing to be behind the chair. And if you're ready to do the same, to stop being the bottleneck and start scaling your business to reach that $1 million mark, well, let's connect on a strategy call together and we'll map out your next steps, create a clear plan to grow your business, and see if Salon Mastery is the right fit for you. Because success isn't about doing more. It is about doing what matters most, the right next step. You can book a strategy call with me just by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or on the dub on the socials. Like, it's everywhere. You can't miss it. You can find me. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Ciao for now.